Newsflash.
Dr. Fauci says first vaccine will not kill the virus. Hello, this is Karen.
And this is Kevin.
And this is Right From Us.
What?
I know. This is according to an article. Let's see, where is this from? It's from Michael Martin, Finance Yahoo.
It was just on Yahoo Finance.
It says, everyone is eagerly awaiting the release of a coronavirus vaccine, hoping it will eradicate the virus and restart the pace of normal life. Not so fast, suggested Dr. Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert. He said the vaccines that are currently being developed are designed to prevent symptoms, not kill the virus.
He's the nation's top infectious disease expert.
Yeah, but is it because the White House appointed him as like...
I don't think the White House appointed him, did they?
I don't know. I thought he was some kind of...
I'm just getting a little bit tired of him. He just goes around from news show to news show. I mean, he's just been all over the place. Like the other day he was saying, well, we need to focus on washing our hands. You know, don't worry about wiping your grocery cart down. Just wash your hands.
I kind of get that, though, because, I mean, that's basically how you get germs is if you get it on your hands and then touch your face. So here's what you need to do. Just go out and don't touch your face and then get home and wash your hands immediately.
Yeah, I mean, they are saying that the numbers for the flu this year are way, I mean, they're just like almost non-existent.
Yeah, it's because they're not being reported. They're all being lumped into COVID.
Okay, is that it, or is it because... they're really down because people are actually washing their hands.
That's a good point.
Which one is it?
I don't know. That's a good point.
I'd say it's probably a little bit of both because, you know, the flu's not going to go away, but definitely a lot of the COVID cases are actually flu cases more than likely. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean... I just want to get back to normal. This whole thing has just been so blown out of proportion.
I'd like to know how much Dr. Fauci gets for each one of these appearances on these news shows, or so-called news shows. Yeah. How much is he making from each one of these things?
I do wonder if some of these announcements that he makes, basically stirring things up again, is just an attempt to stay relevant. And so news organizations want them on their shows to interview him so he can make some money. That sounds terrible, but I mean, it does kind of make you wonder, especially with the numbers and everything that they are.
Yeah, the numbers are just so minuscule as in terms of the population of the countries. It's really just unbelievable that there's lockdowns again happening in Europe.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of countries, European countries, did you hear about France?
Yeah, France, there was...
That's scary.
Apparently, they estimated 430 miles of traffic jams on the last day of freedom before the new lockdowns happened.
Yeah, they're going to lock down the country again, I guess, because their cases have been going up.
Yeah, people were going to... you know, buy toilet paper and pasta and get their final haircut before the country locked down again. And also, they were apparently it's a thing for people to have a country house in Europe. People were leaving they were actually fleeing the city of Paris to go to their country house. Hmm. That'd be pretty nice.
Yeah, that would be
nice.
We could
go to our country house.
Just to get away from it all and get away from the madness. What were those statistics or the article that you read to me earlier about how they're going to have to show proof and that kind of thing? We have quite a stack of articles here to talk about.
Yeah, in France, starting today through December 1st, you're going to have to show documents. The police will be able to stop you and ask for your documents, justifying your reason for leaving home. Let's see here. Ooh. Yeah, if you leave your house for more than an hour, you're supposed to have a document, a certificate that allows you to go shopping, take your kids to school, go to work, go to the hospital or a pharmacy. You also need a certificate to walk your dog.
Oh my gosh.
Or to travel more than 1 hour and no more than 1 kilometer from home. Funeral attendance is going to be limited to 30 and 6 for weddings. They're talking about the infection rate has already overtaken America's
for the first time since March.
And then also Germany has got some lockdowns happening. You know, this is all President Trump's fault, you know.
I know. That evil orange man.
That's what the United States news, I say in quotation marks, media is saying.
This should alarm everybody, though, because I feel like this is why we locked down to begin with. It's because Europe started it first, and then America did. And now that they're locking down again, I'm just afraid America's going to do the same thing.
Yeah. Back when this whole thing started, I was, you know, reading about the lockdowns in Europe, and it's like, okay, that's interesting. That could never happen here. And, you know, sure enough, it did happen.
It's unbelievable how everything is just, it's so topsy-turvy and upside down. And I mean, what are we going to do if we have another lockdown? This is insane. Well, our country cannot survive this.
You know, again, I'm going to say that surely that couldn't happen here, but just be prepared. You know, we've got plenty of supplies on hand.
I think everything at this point is just up in the air. Anything can happen because we didn't think we would still be in the shape that we're in now. It's almost Christmas, and we're still in this nightmare.
This is insane. You know, the election is in a couple of days, so, you know, it's, in the United States at least, it's partially driven because of that. They're trying to make President Trump look bad. I mean, that doesn't really account for what's happening in other countries. It's probably a broader attempt to get rid of capitalism, you know, worldwide, don't you think?
Probably, yeah. I think that this is definitely a doorway into that possibility.
This is definitely a way that it could happen if they ever wanted to do, you know, worldwide get rid of capitalism and implement socialism and communism.
Yeah, what is that article you had from the Pope? One of the cardinals, Catholic cardinals, I think it was.
I'm not sure.
It was an open letter to, I think, President Trump. It was an archbishop. That's what it was. Archbishop warns Trump of great reset plot to advance globalism. Let's see. This was on WND. Doesn't really say, just by WND staff. It doesn't give anybody specifically who wrote the article, but just to read a little bit of it. I'm not going to read all of it. It's pretty long. President Trump is the final garrison against a plan by globalists to exploit the coronavirus pandemic, contends Roman Catholic Archbishop Carlo Vigliano. Sorry if I mispronounced that. In an open letter to the president, he warned of an initiative of the World Economic Forum that has emerged in reaction to COVID-19, calling for a great reset, quote-unquote, of capitalism and a, quote, health dictatorship, unquote, to combat the virus, warning the plan threatens the sovereignty of nations and religious freedom. He wrote a letter to Trump in May warning that the COVID-19 pandemic was being used to usher in a, quote, world government, unquote, stripping people of their freedoms. Wow.
That's scary. Again, we're not saying that that's what's happening, but, you know, this is certainly a way that something like this could happen. If it's not what's happening now, something like this could happen in the future. Just, you know, say that there's a big pandemic and, you know, the news, in quotation marks again, media is saying, you know, that this is terrible and driving all this fear and, you know.
I feel like that's where we're heading, though. I feel like that's the goal of some people, of some power-hungry politicians, is they're using this as an excuse to kind of roll the ball in that direction. Because, I mean, look at what poor France is having to go through now. Anything like that for America, I mean, just any attempt to take any kind of freedoms away from us, they just keep chipping away at those freedoms, you know, and then pretty soon we get used to not having that freedom.
Yeah. Yeah. In the United States, we've got, you know, California, which, you know, here's Disneyland is trying to survive out there. And
well, sorry to interrupt for a moment, but are they open? Is Disneyland open, or are they still closed?
I don't think Disneyland is open. I think that, you know, in Florida, Disney World is open,
yeah,
but I don't think Disneyland has been able to open yet. And Disney is moving, they're considering moving jobs, you know, their offices, jobs, you know, whatever they can, out of California, just because of all the
restrictions and
lockdowns that they've got going on out there. And, you know, something that was really interesting about this that Disney posted, you know, Disney owns ABC News. Again, that's in quotation marks. But Disney posted a list of things that they're going to attempt to do to try to survive, you know, not only moving parts of their operations out of the state of California, you know, that's jobs and offices and whatever. Of course, they couldn't move Disneyland. I guess they could, but
oh boy, that would be an
huge. But the second thing is they on the Disney website, they said that Disney has ABC News, and they know how to wield their power for political purposes. I thought they were a news organization.
Right. So that, to me, is proof positive that the news organizations are not in it for the news or the people. They're in it for the company that owns them, basically.
Yeah, this goes on. There's nothing stopping them from moving parts, from moving towards negative coverage of California and the governor in order to move political opinion or public opinion. So, yeah, there you go. I mean, they just exposed themselves
there. That sounds like a threat to me.
Yeah, in other words, they're not really news. They're more of a political wing of the left, you know.
Governor Newsom, if you don't do what we say, if you don't let us open up, we're going to use our ABC News affiliate to give you bad press and show the world what a bad governor you are. Now,
yeah, ordinarily, so is that news? I mean, if that's ABC News, wouldn't they just be reporting on what's happening and not trying to influence public opinion?
Well, that sounds like they're not blackmailing, but they're using that as leverage to get their way. And in any other time, I'd been like, this is bad. But in this particular circumstance, I mean, I don't blame them. They're desperate. They're poor people, don't have a job. They're losing money hand over fist. They're not going to survive much longer if something is not done and they can open up. So I get their desperation, you know. And Governor Newsom has the poor people of California just terrified.
Right.
I mean,
and a lot of people are just, you know, a lot of people are going for it, are falling for it.
But actually, like the restrictions for Thanksgiving sounds pretty similar to what France is imposing on their citizens. You can't have more than two households outside yourself at your house. You must hold your Thanksgiving dinner outside. They can only go into your house to go to the restroom, and then the restroom has to be sanitized after being used.
Yeah, and you're supposed to put your mask on after each bite.
How dare you, though, I mean, impose those restrictions on my property? I just can't believe. I don't know. What would you do if we lived in California and those were our restrictions? Would you just say, too bad, we're doing what we want to do?
I would pretty much just say, too bad, we're going to do what we're going to do. I mean, we're pretty much doing that here as much as we can. You know, like, masks aren't necessarily mandated outside your house, but it does say that anytime you're in a public place, you're supposed to be wearing a mask. And that would include outdoors, I would say. So,
well, I guess. And they've been advertising, you know, if you don't see anybody wearing a mask, call 911.
What was the thing? Oh, back in for the 4th of July in California, you know, they the governor came out with you can't have a. He basically abolished all of the fireworks displays. So there was like everybody in California was shooting off their own fireworks. It was like a war zone.
Oh, yeah. They actually had a view from space?
Yeah. Space, but just from a helicopter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this hopefully will backfire on California.
At some point, I guess I keep hoping that people will just get sick of it and start revolting and saying, no, we are not going to do this anymore. This is stupid. And plus, I mean, what authority does the California Public Health have over its citizens and their individual rights? They don't. And yet we're giving them this power to dictate our lives. It's scary.
Yeah, who would ever thought that a health department, I mean, unelected health department
right.
official could come in and say, we're going to close your business down because of X. You know, you're not essential, so we're going to not allow you to open your business. And if you try to open your business, we'll just jerk your business license.
And I understand businesses are going to do what they need to do to stay open. So, I mean, they may not agree with all this stuff that's going on, but they want to keep their doors open and not be fined. So I totally understand why they're going along with it, but I am kind of curious. I'm curious as to why people are going along with it.
Well, hopefully this will encourage people to wake up and get some of these people out of office, you know, with the next election.
Man, I don't know. I hope so. That's what's going to have to happen before any change can be made.
Okay, so we had, also this week, we had Judge Barrett sworn in as the Supreme Court Justice. That was pretty amazing.
I personally like her. I think she's awesome. Not just because she's a conservative, but I admired the way she held herself and was resolute and firm in her answers in the congressional hearings.
Yeah, it all happened pretty fast, which is pretty great. They didn't drag her through the mud too much like they did Judge Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Which was just a...
And why do you think that is? Is it because she's a woman? And they didn't want to be perceived as sexist?
That's definitely part of it.
Or was it because she doesn't have a lot of dirt to drag through? I don't know. I guess they can find anything they want on you, though.
Yeah. But anyway, she was sworn in by Clarence Thomas, and you'd think that the Democrats would just be jumping for joy. But here we've got a female Supreme Court justice being sworn in by a black Supreme Court justice. You'd think that the Democrats would just be, you know, jumping for joy here, but they were basically just fuming about it.
Well, and they're also saying that they used the judge, what was his name, Clement Thomas?
Clarence Thomas.
There are some saying that they used him on purpose just so that the Republicans could show the world, hey, look at us, we're not racist. But
well, we do have the first, was he the first black?
I don't think he was the first black, but a black
Supreme Court justice.
Yeah. Again, it just goes down to...
You know, the Democrats tried to destroy him also whenever he was... Speaking of which, Joe Biden was one of the ones trying to destroy Clarence Thomas when he was going through his confirmation hearing.
And we're all forgetting that it all boils down to the best person for the job. Who cares what your skin color sex you are?
Yeah, who can interpret the Constitution.
Right.
So, but then we had the Girl Scouts that tweeted out congratulating... Judge Barrett for being confirmed and sworn in, and they were just completely criticized by the left for that.
And what was their argument on that, by the way? Why do they criticize them for posting that? I mean, that's a strong woman and something that young girls should aspire to grow up to be. Why would they criticize
that? One of the tweets
that?
Was, what kind of patch, like a Girl Scout patch, does one earn for uplifting a woman who is the antithesis of justice? You know, they're critical of her because she's conservative, essentially, you know.
They were forced to apologize, by the way, for posting that, which that's another thing I just don't understand. Why do they kowtow? Why do they apologize? Why don't you just say, well, okay, that's your opinion, but I'm not apologizing. I mean, when they apologize, it just gives them more power and more motivation to keep on going.
And let's see, here's a tweet from an actress, which who cares?
Well, there you go.
Who cares what an actress says? It says it's really disappointing and won't age well when access to safe abortion and healthcare needs of millions of women and girls is gutted in this country because of Barrett's addition to the court.
Addiction.
addition.
But there again, once again, they do what they always do. They're finding someone guilty before, you know, you're already condemning this woman for doing something she hasn't even done yet. It's just, it's wild to me that they keep doing that.
And she's just over and over said that she's just there. She's not there to inject her political beliefs. She's there to just interpret the Constitution as it was written.
Again, she doesn't make the laws. She just interprets the laws that are, that come to her. The laws are made by Congress. So if you're scared that these laws are going to be repealed, that's all the more reason to pay attention to who you vote into Congress. Also, another thing about, back to COVID, I know we're kind of obsessed with this, but it's just such a game changer, and it could potentially change our entire country. Well, I mean, even more so than it has, but I was watching this YouTube channel of this guy that works on a cruise ship, and his name is Riley Trench, and he's a cute kid, and he has been quarantined on Royal Caribbean's Quantum of the Seas, I think that's the ship name, for like months after ever all the passengers had been let off, and they just kept all the employees on there because I think they did that primarily because they just didn't know which direction. I mean, were they going to be allowed to start sailing again? Were they not? And then when they were continued shut down, they finally just let all the employees go because they just didn't know when they were going to be up and running again. Well, now that the CDC has lifted the ban on cruise ships with restrictions, and these restrictions are pretty crazy, wait till you hear them, they called him back to work. Well, this Quantum of the Seas boat is in Singapore. And so in order for him to work on this boat, he had to fly somewhere and then isolate in a hotel for 2 weeks. And then he catches the plane and he goes to the boat, and then he has to isolate in his cabin for 2 weeks on the boat before he's allowed out. And then once that's done, then they'll be allowed to start sailing again. That's probably going to happen before his 2 weeks are up. I don't know what the timeline is, but they can only sail outside. They can only sail out to sea. They can't stop at any ports. They sail from Singapore and they go back to Singapore. And the passengers allowed on their boats are only local Singapore people. You can't fly into Singapore and catch the boat. It's only Singapore people. And I know why they're doing this. They're doing this because it's better than nothing. And they got to make some money somehow. But it's also, I think, kind of a test run on what happens. You know what I mean?
Well, that's also just Singapore's rules, I think, coming into play there.
Have you heard anything about how that's going to apply to, like, American ports and stuff since the CDC's lifted the ban? Have you heard anything about how
that... I have not. I don't think they're going to go through those restrictive quarantines like that, for sure.
Well, I don't know. I mean, is it going to be something similar where you can only sail out of, like, Miami and then come back to Miami, but you can't stop at any ports or anything? It's only going to be American citizens?
I don't know. You know, they're definitely going to be doing required testings, like, you know, have a virus test within a certain number of days before you arrive to the port. And then I think when you get to the port, you'll have to have another test, which will be one of those rapid tests that they'll know the answer within 15 minutes or something like that. And then if you're positive, then you don't get to go.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I understand them trying to do something because, again, they're a business and they're just trying to get back into business and making some money because they've lost like over $1 billion, I think I read, in revenue this past. I mean, they've been out of commission almost a year. Can you believe that? That's crazy. How can you survive that long? But anyway, so I understand that they're trying to do anything they can to get up and running again. But it's just, I have such mixed feelings on this stuff because this virus is not going away. We have to learn to live with it. You know? What are your thoughts on that?
You know, well, Joe Biden says we need to learn to die with it.
I still can't believe he said that. I know that's probably not what he meant. Or maybe he did. I don't know. But
he's just more fear-mongering. Yeah, you know, at some point we're going to have to get over it and just get back on with life. But then again, you know, look what's happening in Europe. They're just going, you know, backwards, essentially. The lockdowns. There's information on, in Melbourne, Australia. They've had lockdowns continuously for the last 111 days.
I can't imagine.
And they've only had 2 cases. So, I mean, if you think about that way, the lockdown does work, but eventually they're going to either have a a vaccine, or people are going to get it. So there'll be a huge spike of cases there.
Right. On the surface, it sounds like, wow, that is awesome. Yeah, we need to do that.
Yeah.
But you don't understand that's on the surface, because once everybody starts living their life again, well,
it's the virus be a big spike.
You can't hide from it forever. And then there are numbers of people like committing suicide and drug overdoses and all that stuff, too. I mean, it's...
Yeah, that's something here locally, and I won't say where that is because apparently I can't say that. But locally, the health director, whatever his title is they're now concerned about mental health issues. It's like, okay, well, you're the one causing it because you're promoting all these lockdowns and stuff.
Because domestic abuse and all that. I mean, they've come out with some new statistics and they've
suicides are way up. Domestic abuse.
And there's like,
drug,
oh, well, now we're concerned about this. Well,
drug overdoses. Yeah, they're concerned about that now. It's like, well, you're the one that caused
exactly.
it, you big dummy.
I know. It's unbelievable. It's just, I don't know. It's a nightmare, folks. I don't know when we're going to be out of it. But I think what scares me most is all the changes that are happening. You know, like what's happening in France. My gosh, I pray that doesn't happen to us and here in America. We have to have a certificate to step outside your home.
Yeah.
You have to get permission from someone to go walk your dog.
Well,
are you kidding?
Just watch who you're voting for, please.
Yeah, it's so important.
Because there's one candidate that says we're not going to have any more lockdowns, and then there's another candidate that says that they're wanting a nationwide mask mandate and lockdown. So there you go.
Yeah, speaking of the election, my gosh, that's coming up in a few days. My plan is to leave around lunchtime and go vote, because I think trying to vote before work or after work is going to be a nightmare. I'm predicting that there are going to be like huge lines to get in and vote. What do you think?
I think so too. And you know, you're going to have to space out 6 feet.
Yeah.
You know, with the social distancing. So, you know, the lines are usually long anyway. And I mean, I could see like...
I can see you standing in line for a couple of hours, honestly.
Yeah.
Potentially. And then speaking of the election, I don't know if you guys saw that, the video of the Biden bus going down a highway.
Yeah, the Biden bus, Texas bus tour, driving down the highway.
Just surrounded by Trump supporters with huge flags flying off their vehicles and just following the bus down the highway. I mean, it's almost...
It is hilarious, really.
It is hilarious.
And then the Biden bus would get to where it was going, and there wouldn't be any Biden supporters there, so they wouldn't even get out.
Yeah.
Because it was all Trump supporters honking their horns.
And I don't know if you've seen some videos of Kamala Harris addressing crowds, but she is so odd.
Well, speaking of Kamala Harris, she mispronounced her own name the other day.
She's racist against herself, apparently.
Yeah, apparently that's racist if you mispronounce her name. But she mispronounced her own name the other day to one of her so-called crowds.
I know,
so it's like
just
10 people there.
She just, I don't know if she's socially awkward or if she just doesn't think quickly, but she just has the weirdest reactions. Like, she laughs at inappropriate times, and
she's like a giggly college girl.
It is so bizarre to me. You need to watch some interviews with her. Whenever they ask her like a hard question or something she doesn't know how to answer, she just starts laughing maniacally like it's a big joke or something. And you're like, okay, first of all, that response is weird. And secondly, are you going to answer the question? It's just, I don't know if she's just socially awkward or what, but it's really bizarre to watch her speak. So between her and Biden, speaking of Biden and speaking, have you seen some of the videos of him talking?
Yeah.
It's like, he doesn't even make sense. It's just gibberish.
Gibberish, right.
I feel
this
sorry
whole thing,
for him.
I mean, if I was a Democrat.
I feel sorry for you Democrats. I really do. Well, you just don't
I
have
mean,
a lot of options.
Basically, they were getting this candidate shoved down their throats. You know, because everything got shut down, their primaries and everything got shut down, and they just chose Biden out of thin air, and he's like the worst one there.
Yeah, and I feel sorry for Democrats too, because I feel like their candidates are so far left that most Democrats are probably
They actually had a few, like Tulsi Gabbard. I think Tulsi Gabbard.
She's pretty great, actually.
Was
I
actually
like her.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, she's
and
pretty
she,
good.
She was attacked by Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton said she's a Russian asset. That's their fallback
right.
for everything. It's a Russian asset. Biden's Hunter Biden's computer is a Russian disinformation campaign.
Speaking of Hunter Biden, by the Russians. Didn't his stuff disappear?
Well, yeah, Tucker Carlson had sent a packet from one office in California to their New York office, apparently, and it was missing for a couple of days, but they finally did find that.
Well, so. They tried really hard to squash that story. You know, the New York Post has finally been given permission to get their Twitter account back after, I think, a week, and only after Jack Dorsey was grilled from members of Congress about his censorship activities and stuff on his... And when you watch those and see his response, I mean, it's obvious he was censoring. He was trying to use this whole policy thing, but then they say, well, then why didn't you, you know, block so-and-so's tweets for saying this and blah, blah, blah. It's just...
Well, you know, it's probably not...
unbelievably biased.
He's probably got people that do all this sort of thing, so he wouldn't be sitting there pushing buttons saying, I'm going to censor this, personally. So he's got people probably doing it.
That's true.
It's his people.
I mean, he's the figurehead, though, and you know how that goes. You get to be so big, and then all your people start making decisions for you, and you kind of figure out what happened after the fact, I guess. So I guess I shouldn't put all the blame solely on Jack, but I don't know. That's just another example of how, you know, companies and they're just trying their best to filter out any information to the American people. So they, you know, can't make an informed decision or...
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Well, I'm starting to hear music.
Well, actually, I don't. It faded in the background.
Okay.
Before we let you guys go, we wanted to let you know that we're going to make some changes with the way we do our podcast. I'm pretty excited about this. We're going to set it up so that he and I are facing each other, because right now we're side by side. It's hard to have a conversation with someone when you don't really get to see their face. And we're going to try to figure out a way to videotape ourselves too. So maybe we can put some videos on YouTube so you can actually see us talking to each other.
Isn't videotape an antiquated term?
Shows my age, I guess. But you know what
and
I mean?
And we're going to be taping it.
Stop. Well, oh my gosh, I just aged myself, didn't I?
We're going to get the record player.
Shut up. Oh, the 8-track tapes. You know, I remember being, I mean, I remember a black and white TV. That's how old I am. I remember getting color TV when I was a kid, thinking that was just the bomb diggity. I don't know if people say bomb diggity
anymore. What
was that?
In the Democratic debates, Joe Biden said, play the record player to your kids.
Yeah. We've come such a long way on technology, though. It's unbelievable, actually. But anyway, but those changes are coming. Thought you guys might be interested in actually watching us.
Yeah, we're going to get our VCR tapes.
Those big, huge cameras. Remember how big our video camera was? It's like it was so heavy, you could hardly even put it on your shoulder. It was so large. And those big, huge lights that blinded you whenever they came on. Anyway, we're going to try to do something like that.
So anyway, the election is a couple days. Everybody be safe. Just watch out.
Yeah.
You know.
Just be careful. Vote your conscience. And let's just pray for our country.
Right.
All right. We'll talk to you next time.
Okay. Bye.